This is the Brandt and Sherry podcast, sponsored by Metashare. For more info about the show or about Brandt's book, Unoffendable, check out BrantHanson.com.
If God is real, and I believe he is, wouldn't he disagree with me on some stuff? I mean, we've talked about this before. It's just funny when we run into challenges where, wait a second, it seems like we'll read in the Bible something that's really troubling or something. And I've had to say, well, it would be weird if there was nothing troubling in the Bible. Because it would just be like, yep, confirms everything I already thought. There are still things I struggle with. I look like, really? There are things in the Bible that are very much in conflict with our culture of the moment. Cultures come and go and change and things go this way and that way. But wouldn't you expect if God is real that he wouldn't just rubber stamp everything I already think? You know, this kind of hurts. I don't know if you saw this headline. It's about the guy who played C-3PO on Star Wars and the other guy who played R2-D2 on Star Wars.
Yeah.
They hate each other.
Well, conflicts happen.
They've had a feud for 39 years.
A feud?
A feud.
Okay.
But that means that the on-screen chemistry was just fake. I can't believe that.
That's hard. That's the hard part.
That was all...
Right.
I don't believe that.
Okay. Well, they say they don't like each other. They probably don't, Brant.
I can't believe that. I saw them
okay.
on the show. And,
and they loved each other. They were buddies.
They were. One of them's little. In real life, he's like 3'8".
Okay.
And he plays R2-D2. Mm-hmm. And C-3. He thinks the other guy is really rude.
Okay. Which could be. Because if you think about it, he was a little snippy to R2-D2. He was. In retrospect, it wasn't fun.
I can't accept this. This is really hard for me to believe.
Well, it's true.
No. We were just talking about C-3PO and R2-D2 and how it turns out the actors who played those two robots don't like each other at all.
And have not for decades.
39 years.
Well.
That hurts me.
It does.
Also, I wrote a book. And
that is applicable in this situation, entitled Unoffendable.
Can you imagine how honored I would be?
If you gave them both that book?
If I knew that C-3PO read my book.
About forgiveness. Yeah, and that it fostered some reconciliation between the two of them. That would be awesome.
Intergalactic book club. That would be so awesome.
This is Donna. We just had our book club meeting, and we had read Unoffendable, mm-hmm. and we all loved it. We really feel like we got our toes stepped on, and we can apply this.
Thank you. That is awesome.
There it is.
Here's what's awesome about that.
Mm-hmm.
Forget the book. The fact that they would read something and it does not agree necessarily with where you want to come from.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us just like to be affirmed.
That's good.
You're awesome.
Right.
Everything you're doing is right. You're just such a good person. And when a group of people will read something, you go, you know what? Maybe we need to rethink the way we actually do things. And then they're like, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That just makes my day. So thank you for that. Could be that when you look at your healthcare, you're like, yes. Awesome. Love it. Can't get enough of it.
Everything I've ever wanted in a healthcare plan.
You just start dancing. You start doing the Pee Wee Herman across the kitchen, whatever. So, this is so great. If not, this may be a solution for you. And in fact, it may save your family tons. Or if you're a single person, it may save you tons. It's called Metashare. They're our sponsors, so we talk about them all the time on the podcast. But it's saving a lot of people money, including a lot of our podcast listeners. So if you're interested in this, great. If you're not, great. But it could save you hundreds a month. It's a not-for-profit deal. It's people who are followers of Jesus covering each other's medical bills. And there's 140,000 plus people who are doing this right now, and it's growing like crazy. So if you're interested in doing it, just go online. You can find out more about it.
I have done it, and it is very beneficial when you go online or when you call them. They really walk you through the process, and they seem to understand that when it comes to healthcare stuff, none of us know what's going on.
Good grief. No, I can't keep track of this stuff.
Yeah.
Not like a normal healthcare plan.
Mm-hmm.
It's so complex. This idea, when you boil it down, is very simple. And it's, again, you're going to save a lot of money. So if you're interested, go to biblicalhealthcare.com. That's their website they set up, biblicalhealthcare.com. And the reason it's called that is because it's just based on the model of believers sharing each other's burdens And it's actually beautiful. It's more than just a way to pay for healthcare bills. It's a community of people. So if you're interested, again, biblicalhealthcare.com, or you can call this number.
855-772-5699. That's 855-772-5699 for MediShare.
At first, this seems crazy, but then I started understanding it. There's a fitness club.
Mm-hmm.
To me, this is too much to pay for a gym.
Okay.
I go to a gym, it's usually like $40 a month or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This place is, you pay an initiation fee.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that should be like $100. It's $120,000.
Okay.
And this is just a fitness gym.
A little pricey.
And then it's $5,000 a year.
Okay. A year?
It's in Nantucket. So okay. It's for real rich people. But at first I was like, that's nuts. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, you know what? I bet this is.
What?
You know how, like, we will, maybe you've done this, you buy like some nice running shoes
mm-hmm.
because it obligates you to exercise?
Yes.
But if you're really, like, I spent $40 on running shoes. I'm like, now I have to run.
To justify.
I spent $40.
Right. So you're saying paying $100,000+ initiation, $5,000 a
it's
year.
It's just their way
of saying, I'm going, I've got to go.
I just spent $120.
I have to get on the elliptical. I'm paying $5,000 a month.
To them, that's like the shoes.
Right.
For us. I'm like, $40, $120K. It's all relative to where you are. I think that's what's going on.
That's a great theory.
Thank you. Man, these nutrition people are just, you just can't do anything right. Whatever you eat. Nope. Article of the day. Stop drinking milk.
Like, seriously?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. Why? You're exasperated with it.
And then there's another one.
Uh-huh.
And it's do you realize how, if you've seen these before, you realize how far you would have to walk to burn off the calories from that Big Mac?
Okay.
Well, yeah. It turns out you need to walk 7 miles and blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. And for anything, it's like 2 miles for that, 6 miles.
Right.
Like, you know what? We have to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Big Mac has a lot of calories, but it also is fairly filling.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. I've actually never had one, believe it or not.
Wait a minute. Let's stop there. You've never had a Big
Mm-mm.
Mac?
Mm-mm.
Why?
Just all those foods mixed together like that? Mm. That's great.
It's a hamburger.
But it's all gooped up and piled on there. The point is, what I'm trying to say is, forget the goop and all that stuff. You don't have to go out and walk. You have something called a resting metabolic rate.
Mm-hmm.
We're burning calories all the time. There's a baseline if you don't even exercise. By the way, I exercise every day. It's good
mm-hmm.
for you.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea that, oh my goodness, it's just guilt upon guilt. We got enough. Okay,
mm-hmm.
gotta eat. So that's there.
So you've never had a Big Mac. I'd still want to stay there.
So I know. I'm a weirdo. That wasn't my point, but yeah, we'll end it with this. Brant is a weirdo. There you go. This is a beautiful story about the Department of Motor Vehicles. My name is Brant. Yesterday.
I'm what? Sorry. That was just, go ahead. Yesterday.
I went to the Department of Motor Vehicles, which I hate.
Mm-hmm. I think pretty much everyone does.
And I got it. And, mm-hmm. and I looked on the map. I mapped it on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And so it told me where it was. Well, there were a bunch of government buildings. And I spent an hour and a half trying to figure out which one was a driver's license facility. Turns out none of them were.
Okay.
And it's the opposite direction.
All right.
So I'm already agitated. But
right.
I made sure before I left, like, because I know you have to have this form, that form, social security card, passport, like all this stuff,
mm-hmm.
piece of mail.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I got everything you could possibly get.
Mm-hmm.
And then I finally found the right place all the way on the other side of town.
Mm-hmm.
I go there, I walk in, I take a number, I sit there for a long time, I get up there, and she looks through it. Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm, 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 and this, and then, this won't work.
Okay.
And I needed additional pieces of mail. With my new address on it.
Okay. So the one piece of mail was not enough.
And I got snippy about it.
Okay.
And that's what I said. We just stood there. Was an impasse. I'm like, I'm not leaving this thing. Like, you've got to be kidding me. And I actually said that.
Okay.
You got to be kidding me.
And what did she say?
She didn't have anything to say. It was silent.
Okay.
So, but I was rude. Okay. I really was.
Okay.
And then I took the stuff and walked off.
Hmm.
And so here's where the story gets good.
Okay.
I went back.
That was pretty good.
I went home. Okay,
did.
All right. All right. It gets a little better. I went back.
Uh-huh.
And was ashamed of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a number. Well, there's 6 people helping. So it's random based on whether or not I get that lady again.
Right.
But I was actually praying, God, please let me get that lady again.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to tell her I'm sorry.
Okay.
And I watched these numbers get called. And it was way out of order. There's no way that was going to be me. Mm-hmm. But then the other people left, and I'll be.
Wow.
It turned out they called, you know, I-194. Okay. It was me.
Bingo.
And I get to go up to that lady, and she looked at me and then looked away.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I was such a jerk. I am so sorry. You don't deserve that.
Wow.
And she said, well, it's okay if people are rude.
Oh.
And I said, no, it's not. It's really not. You don't deserve that. And I am so sorry. You're just doing your job. So anyway, it was actually an answer to prayer to me because mm-hmm. I was just like, please let me talk to her again. And that was nice. So don't be a jerk. That's the moral of the story.
We got it.
And then if you are, go back.
Yeah.
And
say sorry.
Tell them you're sorry. Just had this great conversation with Bev, who's Sherry's mom. And it's about, I bet you can relate to this. It's about when someone's being a real jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's online or in real life or whatever. And you know you can just slam them.
Mm-hmm.
You can put them away. You can do it on Facebook in front of everybody. You can say something that puts them in their place, that goes right for the jugular emotionally. Bev says that God has helped her to not do it. And here's why. She thinks that later on, she feels strongly that God will put her in a place, and this has happened, where she needs to be a voice of mercy to that person later on.
Mm-hmm.
The person will not listen, though, if you have gone off on them. Because deep down, think about this. What people really want is somebody who is for them, on their side, for them. And then they will actually listen to you, even if it's a reproach, even if it's something where you're saying, you need to change in this area. But if they know that you're for them, you're on their side, they'll listen. If they suspect you're just trying to teach them something or win some power struggle or you want to, you know, correct them, no. But man, if you go off on somebody, you really do lose that platform later on that you might be able to call them and you're the last person that's on their side. And I appreciated hearing that from Sherry's mom because I've seen that happen before too. But think about that before you go off, like later on, you might need to be the one person that they will listen to and you don't want to cost yourself that. So cool. Feel like I'm living on Sesame Street for real.
These are the people in your neighborhood.
They are the people in my neighborhood. I love them. They're mm-hmm. everybody. We just moved into a new neighborhood, and everybody's warned us, don't go there, mm-hmm. over and over. Now people, hey, where do you live? And we say, and they're like, oh. Which is.
I drove to your house, and I was like, oh, I love this.
Yeah. You know what? You would have a ball there. It's mm-hmm. everybody's crazy.
Okay.
Up and down the street, including us.
Uh-huh.
But everybody knows we're crazy.
Uh-huh.
And I love it. And we have a little grocery store. It's two doors down.
Mm-hmm.
Little neighborhood grocery store. And it's run by this Chinese couple.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yesterday I went there and all I had was a credit card. I wanted a Diet Pepsi.
Right.
And he said he couldn't do that.
Right.
But he said, you know what? Take it. And then you can pay me some other time.
Oh, that's good.
I know. Like, how many stores?
That's awesome.
We'll just be like, hey, just go ahead. It's a store.
That's not happening at Target. That's for sure.
No, they don't never do that at Target. I've asked. Like, hey, I'll just, and then you've seen me before. Nope. But this guy will. He's awesome. Totally love our neighborhood. We were just talking about this. It's just so awesome. Everybody in my neighborhood's kind of crazy,
mm-hmm.
including us. It's in great. It's just like Sesame Street, and I brought the puppets. It's going to be
awesome. Oh, wow. They didn't see that coming, I'm sure.
Just so you know, there's a guy named Richard,
mm-hmm.
and he looks like a sea captain from yore.
Days of
yore. He's the nicest guy,
mm-hmm.
and he loves our dogs. We have two dogs that are rescue dogs, and they are not. They're obviously one look like, wow, it was a rescue dog.
Those dogs have some problems, but sweet.
They have some problems.
Yes. The one has three legs.
Yeah, one's missing. It's just, it's a little... When I walk him, it's a little freak show.
Okay.
All three of us. Well, Richard is just smitten with our dogs. Every time we walk by, he's like, man, you got some beautiful dogs. Wow.
Aww.
Well, we had to take one to the vet yesterday. He asked me later. He said, I heard you had to take Arfie to the vet. How's she doing? It was like he was asking about somebody in the hospital.
Wow.
Like, well, she's okay. She has some stomach problems. She's mm-hmm. doing all right. Like, man, those are beautiful dogs you have. Just gorgeous.
Yeah. I don't.
And if you saw these dogs.
they're nice dogs, but the gorgeous may not be the word I'd use.
No. But isn't it something, though, that is to
it
him?
Is.
He sees these beautiful dogs walk by all the time, but mm-hmm. he doesn't care, and he sees our dog. He's like, man, you guys are lucky to have a dog like that. He loves Nigel, missing a leg,
mm-hmm.
to have a dog that beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, like, man, I love this neighborhood. This is awesome. Maybe you've been to like a work conference or convention or something. They have these speakers. I went to one and they had a Christian speaker lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And one guy got up and he said, "Who wants to be great? Who wants, come on, let me hear you. Who wants to be great?" And some people are like, "Oh, me, I want to be great. Who wants to be great?"
Me, right here.
And they brought this guy in. He's not normally in the church circles. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate what he does and everything. But you know what? If you're going to talk about greatness and you put it in the context of Jesus, you have to follow up. Who wants to be great? And everybody goes, "Yeah, me." Okay, grab a toilet bowl cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
You have to follow it up with something like that. Grab a vacuum cleaner, because greatness is always, not just sometimes, always linked to being a servant. It always, I mean, our culture has an idea of greatness, but if you're somebody who's going to take Jesus seriously, and I don't even blame the guy at all. I understand where he's coming from and I get it. But I was just thinking, like, if for me, to understand greatness in any kind of an honest biblical way, it means I have to serve people. And I have to become the least and the last, and nothing is below me. You know, nothing is beneath me to have to do ever. That's what greatness looks like. This is so interesting. Don't know if it's funny or sad. Pepper the robot, and I love robots, sold out instantly. It's a robot that listens and pays attention to you. Like, it's wired to pay attention. And then it'll also talk, and they describe it as it will prattle on and on with facts. So
facts.
They sell this in Japan. They made 1,000 of them, very expensive.
Okay.
And it just pays attention. And it sold out instantly.
Well, what's wrong with people?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Like,
you can have a person that pays attention.
Not often. That's very expensive, too. I mean, people pay $200 an hour to have somebody sit and listen to them.
Good point. You can get people to rattle off facts. I have someone right here for you.
Right. And that's free to you as you listen to the show. I will prattle on and on. I can do that. And what does it cost you? Nothing. But it's the paying attention thing. I think that's so interesting.
Yeah, it is.
And if you want to be somebody who's really, really different and refreshing, pay attention. Actually listen to somebody and don't turn the conversation. But believe me, I've done this myself many times, but you turn the conversation to you instead of just thinking. Well, you can ask, as cliche as the question is, well, how do you feel about that?
Mm-hmm.
But man, that is in such short supply. People will basically pay a premium for fake people to pretend to do it. People are desperate for somebody to pay attention to them. It's obvious. Look, I mean, you've seen Facebook, you know that. But it's true in general. This robot sold out. We were just talking about this. This robot called Pepper in Japan, very expensive, but basically that's what it does, is it is really good at paying attention, seemingly. It's fake, but people are desperate for somebody to pay attention to them. It's hard not to turn the conversation to yourself and actually listen to somebody.
It has to be intentional that you say, I am not going to make this about me. You and I both love a skit that the comedian Brian Regan does.
Oh, yeah,
it's called,
totally.
Called the Me Monster.
Right.
Is because he says you're watching someone's lips and waiting for them to stop just so you can be like, me, me, me.
Me, me, me.
Yeah.
Now the story's about me. And now I'm in. And then everybody else is waiting for you to be going, me. It's so true.
And it's intentional. I mean, for me, I'm always, if you're listening to someone, I'm saying to myself, ask them more questions about them. Don't tell them, why, that reminds me of the time when I.
No, right.
Just, it's so intentional.
But, man, it'll make you stick out. And the weird thing is, they've done these studies before, too. People will like you.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't even necessarily, they'll just go, man, what a great guy. Even if you never say anything about yourself, because you didn't say anything about yourself. It's just like, man. He likes me, ergo, he's awesome. He listens to me. They're telling us that taking selfies will be really dangerous, like it could kill you. More dangerous than sharks, for instance.
I did see that.
They use statistics to bear that out. Here's the thing. It turns out selfies don't actually kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a selfie guy, by the way. So I'm not defending my
Neither
lifestyle.
Neither of us are. I went through our Facebook pages, and I'm like, we don't do that.
Nothing wrong with them. Just don't do them. It's not. I don't think to do them or whatever. Who cares? Doesn't make me more spiritually advanced.
No, I don't do them because I don't look good in them.
It's oh, really?
Just, yeah. Oh, never. Taking a picture of myself.
See, I look sensational. And,
but again, this is not about us.
No, it's not about us. The point is this. when somebody dies, when they take a selfie, and this actually happened, and sad and all that,
mm-hmm.
but like he was doing the running of the bulls in Pamplona, Spain, and he was hit by a bull.
Right.
Okay. The selfie did not kill him.
There
was a bull.
And he wasn't paying attention
right.
to where
so
he was going.
The headline should say, taking selfies during running of the bulls or in the vicinity of a rampaging animal.
That wants to kill you.
It could be a problem.
Because mm-hmm. It could.
Absolutely. Hey, if you're new to the show, it may sound a little different at first. We have to give this disclaimer every now and then because I always am inundated with people going, hey, I hated you when we first heard the show. It's very consistent.
And the initial hate is consistent.
Yeah, so I'm real anxious to get past the initial hate.
Right.
We know it sounds different.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it like The Muppet Show. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a show Sherry and I really love a lot. You get these characters, they're trying to do a show, but they can't quite pull it off. So you see more of the behind the scenes.
Yes.
Thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the struggle to put on a show.
Yeah. And they're showing up.
They're showing up.
And every day they're showing up.
And we keep coming back.
And we hope you do too.
Oh, yeah. We hope you do too. We keep coming and we keep trying. Uh-huh. And do we know what we're doing? No. No, we don't. And I know I sound more monotone than most radio people. That's just because that's me.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, instead of thinking that, hey, I want a radio guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to listen to. Hopefully you think, I want friends.
Yeah.
So if that's okay, we'll be all right. But it truly is a little jarring. And I know this from what people have told me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? In my head,
what?
I do sound like animated.
You do?
Yeah.
So you think you sound like the radio guy?
I think I sound at least animated.
Okay.
But then people are like, no, you're like totally right. monotone.
I wouldn't call you totally monotone, but you're definitely not animated.
Yeah, I hear Garfield the cat and mm-hmm. that sort of stuff. And that surprises me because I feel like I sound like a party.
Like
in my head, I'm like a party. And it didn't come off that way. Anyway.
Welcome.
We just wanted to say welcome and we're sorry. That's all. Maybe you know some people who are just really odd. Just really strange. I love those kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
I just do. Think about the shows that you watch. Classic example, Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in that show is really weird.
That's true.
In their own way.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes you feel warm. Like, I know these people. I get it. In real life, a lot of times I hear people say, oh, that guy's so weird this way or that. I'm like, well, then I want that guy as my friend.
Because it's a character.
I like the quirks. Mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah, I do too.
I just feel like filling your life with people who are characters, instead of being annoyed by them, just go, oh, that's so Bill,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's so Susan, that's so, because that's just how they are.
And it's far more interesting than filling your life with people like you.
Yeah, exactly.
Or people who are quote unquote normal. It's just not as interesting as characters.
I would think so. And yeah. Yet I keep hearing that, like, well, that guy, and like the very thing that, to me, I'm like, well, that's why I want to be this guy's friend.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, well, he's so into Star Trek. It's mm-hmm. weird. I'm like, okay, cool.
I want to talk to that guy
but
now.
But it can be anything, mm-hmm. whatever.
Right.
He's so into weightlifting. It's mm-hmm. always, he does it 6 hours a day. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on there?
Let's talk about
yeah,
it.
Seriously,
yeah,
seriously. Like, I like people like that. I bet, well, maybe I'm over-spiritualizing. I'm sure I am.
Okay, good.
But I bet, like, Jesus' circle of the guys around him
mm-hmm.
were all so, like, Matthew was so Matthew and Peter so
absolutely.
Peter.
Absolutely. Look at them.
And I bet they annoyed other people. But I bet it was a troop of quirky guys
mm-hmm.
and ladies
them.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. The Brand and Sherry podcast is sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about MediShare, call 855-772-5699.